This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:06, you're with Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition. And for our first story of the day, it's Pope Pope, and we're talking about our approach to penalizing traffic offenders and how effective it is in making us better drivers. So this is after the police offered 50% discounts on traffic summonses during Christmas Eve and Boxing Day.
Yeah, so there were thousands of people lining up in front of the Jalan Tun HS Lee traffic police station over the 2 days. The police had opened 24 counters for the public to clear their traffic summonses for offences like speeding and, you know, beating a red light. And this was done in conjunction with their Meet the Customers Day.
So the police and agencies like DBKL often have these discounts to encourage the public to pay up. And while this can help boost their coffers, it can be argued that it diminishes the incentive for people to be more responsible on the road, because they can just hoard the tickets until there is a discount on offer. So that, of course, raises the question as to how effective are these discounts in terms of traffic enforcement and improving behaviour on the road.
So as always with Pope, we wanted to hear some thoughts from the public about this. And here's how often some folks issued summonses along with whether or not they actually pay them.
Averagely daily, and then depends. If let's say from police, then wait for a discount. But if let's say majlises, then ignore.
Okay, as for the summon, I don't really get it that often. But if I do get it, I usually pay it either 24 hours or the next day.
I think in a month, this is for parking summon. I never get speeding before. So for parking, I think around maybe twice a month, I think. How often do I pay? Actually, sometimes I do. But sometimes I just accidentally miss out because of work.
I've only ever gotten a summon once, and I paid it immediately because I was very paranoid about it, so there was this anxiety that I had to pay it, although I know a lot of people just leave it for a long time.
I don't usually get summon, but once I get a summon, I'll always pay on the spot, so the price won't get higher.
Here's their impressions of the summon discount and whether we should have them.
Normally, I heard you all say if you pay directly, we have a discount. If no, you wait for 1 month or 1 week, then after, no discount already.
Yes, because it's expensive. Somehow one ticket is, you need to pay for 300, if I'm not mistaken. So if you have discount, maybe people will try to pay that.
Yes, because as promised from the respected government, they say like to senangkan rakyat. So I think this is one of the parts that they have to deal with.
For discount, I think yes, because sometimes it's quite burden for some people, especially because in Malaysia, the parking lots are not that much. But then if we suddenly park somewhere that is illegal and we get that summon, we should get some discount with something that come with our excuse.
Yes, we should have discount for summon because sometimes it's not our intention to get summoned. And then when we forgot to pay, the price will increase and most people will not be able to afford it to pay.
I think the discount system works because it encourages more people to pay it. So I think removing it would just be no point. It would be better to just keep it, I think.
And as for whether summonses can turn us into better drivers, the majority seem to think, no, not really.
It's supposed to be, but it all depends to the drivers itself.
No, I think got nothing to do with us being a better driver.
I think this idea of punishing people to get them to behave is very archaic, and it's probably a better way to like make people have better driving manners, I guess.
Yes, as in it will turn them to our better drivers since they charge us a lot for summon. So people will learn from there, and no, because it will demotivate them to be more violent on the road. Yeah.
So you just heard from some of the residents of Taman Tun about, you know, their impressions of summons, you know, whether they want discounts and whether they think it encourages us to be better drivers. And I think overall, it's just like, you know, we like our discounts and we want it. So, yeah, you know, we still want to keep it around. I think one interesting answer is the government's promise to make our living easier. So might as well retain them.
I mean, it's like a loophole, isn't it? You do some kind of offense, you don't pay for your parking or whatever, and then you can simply wait for a discount period to be announced for you to go to the DBKL and all that. I don't think it encourages better behavior among drivers. The discounts, I think it helps the authorities more than it does the drivers. Mm-hmm. It's good for, increasing income, getting in some money. But in terms of bringing actual change in terms of our behavior on the road, our attitudes towards offenses, I don't think it does much because there is that sort of leniency to it. I also think some of it is circumstantial as well. I'm talking mostly about parking offences because right. I have no experience with traffic offences. I myself have not committed any. So in terms of parking offences, I see a lot of cars double parked and all that. I think even if you are a good driver, sometimes it's unavoidable just because just not enough parking spots.
Yeah.
And that can cause people to double park because they're just going to go to the bank for like a minute. And then going to come back. So it sometimes is the nature of it's a circumstance that they find themselves in rather than the like intentionally wanting to break a law. And so that is what needs to be addressed rather than simply fining people, I think.
Do you pay your summons on time if you get them? Or do you wait and hoard them out?
The latter. Because of course it's expensive and yeah. that's supposed to act as a deterrent. So when there is an opportunity to take advantage of a cheaper rates, it's normal for people to do that, and it's understandable that people will wait for those kind of situations. In terms of how effective a high amount of fines are to deter behavior, I have a feeling that to an extent it may also depend on whether you can afford it or not. People who can simply pay the fines and move on won't be deterred from acting better when on the road, whereas for other people who may not be able to afford a 300 ringgit fine for speeding, for example, I think it can be a good deterrent for them. So there is this kind of aspect that we need to look at, whether in terms of how effective these fines can be in improving behavior.
So you can let us know, do you think discounts on summons encourage good behavior, or does it encourage bad behavior? And how do you personally pay your summons? Do you wait it out, hope for discounts, or do you pay them immediately between the 1 to 15 days where it's like half the price? You can send those in. You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now going to cross over to Anthony Lim, senior editor at paultan.org. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us. So first question, do you think most people wait to pay, or do they pay on time?
I think most people who get a summons or a traffic fine end up waiting before they pay because it doesn't have an immediate impact or curb any aspect of their life. Some people pay up to solve the matter quickly, but a great deal don't. Someone who got a summons went to pay for it during the police's Meet the Customers Day event over the course of Christmas holidays and said the line was super long. So that tells you what the mindset generally is, which is wait for a discount.
And do you think it's a good or bad idea to give out discounts for traffic summons?
Well, there's always two sides to a coin. It's being fined for committing an offence, and really the correct view is that there shouldn't be any leeway to that. But there is no real enforcement, and so the situation just drags. Every now and then the police announce a discount campaign, and so people tend to wait for that. The Transport Ministry wants to clamp down on this and end discounts. The police, meanwhile, have said that if a discount scheme isn't applied, they won't be able to collect revenue. So which should prevail? I really don't know.
But do you think it'll encourage bad behavior among drivers to have these discounts?
No more than they already are in terms of behavior, because it really depends on the individual. Some people will break the law regardless of consequence. Some will break the law if they don't get caught, but many don't.
And other than discounts, how do you think we can encourage people to pay fines?
Well, hauling them to court and sentencing them to a heftier fine is one way, but that takes resources, be it manpower and effort, and it wouldn't be popular for sure. The idea of not being able to renew your driving license was one way to get results, but that wasn't popular either, and you could end up with people driving without a valid license. So I don't really know how you can encourage people to pay fines without a discount.
And in general, why do you think people break traffic laws? Is it because of poor road design, bad behavior, poor enforcement? What might it be?
I think this issue is not endemic. It comes back to manners and how we treat others. But you know what they say, nicest person around, and then when they get behind the wheel, a monster. But if we were to put a finger on it, a lot of it is impatience, really. Beating the red light, queue jumping, driving in the emergency lane, it's only going to get worse, if anything.
And what might work better to turn us all into better drivers?
I would say better education on road safety and manners, but that's not easy to change because people see how others behave and then start doing it. Most of the time, people don't get caught the first time, so they do it again. And someone else sees it and thinks, hey, why not? If everyone just became a bit more patient and less aggressive, I think it would start to get a lot better.
And how do we reward the patients, right? You know, are there any ways that we can reward good law-abiding drivers?
Well, the one way would be that, which has been mentioned by the insurance fraternity and the transport ministry, which is to reward good drivers with lower insurance premiums. This would come in the form of discounts for good driving behavior. If you don't get summoned, you get cheaper premiums. Would it work and turn it around? I don't know. We won't know until that happens, and hopefully it will come into place.
Anthony, thanks for your thoughts. That was Anthony Lim, senior editor at paultan.org, talking to us about whether or not discounts on traffic summons turn us into better or worse drivers. And, well, you can let us know, right, what do you think? I think there's many points of view here. I think from the end of the enforcers, from the authorities, you know, they want to bolster up their finances, so they're going to offer these discounts because otherwise people are not going to pay. But at the same time, you know, you can also say that, well, it's because you are giving these discounts that people just wait and they don't pay and they continue to drive very poorly and they continue to have, you know, just bad behavior on the roads because they know they can get a discount at the end of the day, you know, from a 100 ringgit fine that can turn then into a 50 or 30 ringgit. So why bother? So is it enforcement that's needed? Maybe.
Yeah, so having the discounts can also be not really good for the authorities because technically they're missing out on 50% of what they could have earned if they, you know, continue to charge the full price. Again, there are many factors behind this. And I think, I hope a lot of our listeners will share their own personal experiences as to why they choose to either hoard or whether they pay on time. But I do think that the DBKL, for example, in terms of parking offences, right, the DBKL did release a new app that allows, that makes it easier for people to pay for the parking spot.
Yeah.
And I think that has really helped in terms of improving the response of people towards paying for parking. I think, for me personally, it has. It's made it so much easier for me to pay for parking because sometimes the machine there doesn't work.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
and I think that at one point they introduced the touch and go machine, which was so difficult to use. It's either that it doesn't work or it's very difficult to use. I'm glad now that we're in a slightly better place with that.
Yeah, yeah. And even nowadays, that machine, because I've tried using it as well, the coin slot doesn't open properly, so you can't really pay the coin. So so thankfully, thank God we have fintech, right? We
wow.
can pay online and all those things. So the app really does help make it more convenient for people to pay up. So that is a point that we could talk about, like how making it more convenient will encourage better behavior.
So I think we need to, I mean, for me personally, I think there is a need to separate the kinds of traffic offenses we're talking about. So if it's, let's say, a ticket for double parking or a ticket for just you know, poor parking behavior, then I generally think that that's okay to give out discounts too, because we all know how terrible parking is in Malaysia. We never built enough parking bays, and we're also not trying to remedy that by building more public transport to help ease the situation, right? So people don't have to go there, people don't have to take their cars there, and then they end up not being able to find parking for hours on end or circling around, which actually really means that the more time you are on the road, the more time you spend on the road, the more dangerous it is for everyone else on the road. You get frustrated, you get irritated, and you just, you know, at one point maybe don't even bother to pay heed to traffic laws. And maybe it's a bit different also for instances of speeding. Is that okay when that's actually perhaps potentially a little bit more dangerous for other drivers on the road? But of course, you can let us know what you think about discounts on traffic summonses? Are they good? Are they bad? And do you pay them on time? Do you hoard them until the discounts come? You can let us know. This is a judgment-free zone. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We've been asking for your thoughts on this, and we have this message here from Darren that reads, "It is unfair to those law-abiding citizens who pay their summons on time, and I am talking about traffic-related summonses issued by PDRM. What happened to YB Anthony Loke's statement that no more discounts will be given? Personally, I feel a better deterrent mechanism would be a compounding interest on the summons. If the offender purposely delays paying the summonses, they should be paying more. Rather, the law-abiding citizens who pay their summonses on time should be given discounts instead of those who purposely delay paying their summonses." That's coming in from Darren.
I think that's a good idea. In terms of making it a more effective mechanism, right? If the flaw is that people tend to hoard it, then you have to find out ways to make people not delay payment and hoard things. So if delaying means some kind of effect on the amount you have to pay, then maybe that can help deter people. But again, it is a matter of how people respond to the summonses. Earlier I brought up the fact that, you know, if you can afford it, then it will be no problem to you, and that may not even act as a deterrent enough. So in that kind of sense, I think that financial penalties won't be the way. I think that there can be other ways to encourage better behavior on the road.
So would it be like community service? Like you break one traffic law, say you speed a little bit, like every kilometer that you speed over the speed limit, you have to do an additional half an hour of community service, like picking up trash or something.
Well, that's an idea.
Really?
I don't know. Because like financial penalties, right? It's unequal for people, you know, yeah. Especially when it's a one size fits all kind of penalty. It impacts people differently. So if there are non-financial kind of approaches to encouraging better behavior, then we should take a look at it, because that can also impact people in different ways as well. So we can be more flexible in how you think you can improve behavior on the road. Of course, right now we have the demerit system for our licenses where you can suspend it. So that is also an approach that is taken right now.
You can let us know your thoughts on traffic ticket discounts. Are they good? Are they bad? And do you use them? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Can also tweet us at BFM Radio. You are listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.